This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Taking a wait-and-see approach to fungicides could mean lost potential. So says the product development manager at Bayer, Randy Myers.
By the time you actually see a lesion on your leaf surface, that fungus has been growing for some time, for a couple of weeks, inside the leaf itself, causing all kinds of damage. So by the time you see a lesion, damage is done. Or if I'm planning to make the application, then it allows it to be done in a timely fashion, and I'll more likely get the response out of the fungicide that I really plan on. So it's critical to be going into it with a proactive mindset.
Randy says it's important to use a fungicide that works through the entire spray interval.
Well, with Dalaro, we now have a long-lasting, broad-spectrum triazole at the rate of a triazole that allows it to be active through the entire season. From a grower's perspective, he now has two different chemistries that are working on the pathogens the entire spray interval, which leads to consistency. It's a more consistent fungicide.
That's our Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Always read and follow labeled instructions. Some of those Ram trucks stolen from the Michigan plant where they were made are showing up now. Mostly undamaged, we hear. Warren, Michigan police think the perpetrator may have had inside information, may have known that the keys to those vehicles out in the lot were in the ignitions. Dining out with mom is still a big deal for Mother's Day, which is coming up Sunday. The second most amount of money spent on Mother's Day behind jewelry will be for a restaurant meal with the family. More than a third of Americans will dine out for Mother's Day, according to the National Restaurant Association. And while about a fourth will go to a fine dining establishment, about 70% who plan to celebrate the day will go to a casual dining establishment. Oh, and about a fourth of the mothers surveyed by the association said they'll opt for seafood. Oh, and that seafood mom might want, now I'm not sure she's thinking of this. Also, Mother's Day weekend, that annual rite of spring known as the Minnesota Walleye Opener kicks off. That's 12:01 a.m. Saturday. It'll be in the Wilmer Lakes area this year, Green Lake. The rite of spring in the land of 10,000 lakes. It's where the governor shows up to try his hand at catching fish. Has gone on for 7 decades now. A fisheries supervisor up at Bemidji says, yeah, there ought to be more open water than ice now. A couple of weeks ago, they weren't so sure. From This Week in Agribusiness, it's a major report week for the grain trade. Coming up on Thursday, 11 o'clock Central Time, the USDA will release its supply-demand report. That will show the projected ending grain stocks for the United States. In that report also, they'll update the South American crop figures. And there should be, I believe, a new tally of the United States wheat crop from the USDA at that time. Oh, and back to Minnesota fishing. You might find it interesting how big a deal fishing tourism is in that state. They report that normally 500,000 people take part in that fishing opener coming up on Saturday. In a normal year, 1.4 million people in Minnesota buy a fishing license. And a tourism official says fishing supports 35,500 jobs in Minnesota. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.